Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kind court of a, is in session.
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of a Ben and Kelly court here.
So John says, there's something I've done for years, and it's recently been brought to my attention. I may be an actual criminal.
All right.
Like a thief of lemonade. Let me explain.
Okay, please.
So you know how a lot of fast food joints where you pull your own beverage, like Subway, they have the lemonade and the water on the same spout? Well, I always ask for a cup for water, which is free, and then I get the lemonade. So yes, technically, I'm getting a free drink every time. My thought is I'm working the system. Like, why have both on the same spout if you want everyone to pay for lemonade? But my buddy, who is a super big rule follower, was kind of shocked when he saw me do it the other day when we were grabbing lunch together, and I think it legit changed his opinion of me. Like, I'm a horrible, habitual lemonade thief. So I come to you guys to judge me. Is what I'm doing wrong? And does anybody else do this?
John, yes. Yes. It's wrong. You're stealing. Did you buy lemonade? No.
No.
Are you getting lemonade? Yes.
Yes.
It's stealing. Sorry. That's how it is. I there was once in my very immature days that I did that like one time, and I felt guilty about it, and I went back up and I paid for it because it started as an accident where I was like, oh, crap, you know, I got lemonade instead. And then I was like, well, I'm just going to go ahead and keep doing it. Keep doing it. And then I started drinking and I was like, man, this just, it tastes dirty in my mouth. So
it tasted dirty in your mouth because of the deception.
Yeah, the deception. So I went up and I paid for a lemonade and or I at least offered to pay for the lemonade. They were like, no, don't worry about it. And so,
See, then I feel like that's the green light.
No, still not a green light.
They said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, they were like, don't worry about it. It happens all the time. They said, don't worry about it.
Okay, but see, then John is going to hear that and be like, oh, they said it happens every time.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's right, John.
Okay. Elizabeth says, is inflation too high? Yes. Do CEOs need that much money? No. Steal that lemonade.
Elizabeth, we don't need you rolling in and undermining our authority here.
Well, Amber's rolling in saying you could be arrested for that.
Wait, arrested?
Really? Well, that seems
arrested?
A little harsh.
I mean, man, they'd have to have you, like, scoping
spit
you.
Spit it out!
Oh, man. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Kelly?
Oh, I'm on the fence with this one. This is a little bit of a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other shoulder. It just kind of depends. It's like, okay, I know I should. I always pay for the lemonade and I get the lemonade.
I was going to say, if you want lemonade, it's a dollar?
Well, I always get the meal deal, which includes the drink. So I think, therefore, I don't really ever have to make the choice because I always make the choice to buy the meal deal. I need the chips and the drink.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could even get a small fountain beverage. And what are small fountain beverages? They're a dollar.
A lot of places that even have smalls anymore. It's either medium or large or like extra large.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying it's not a very large cost.
Oh, Justin says, okay. That's a misdemeanor. Also, this brings up grazing. Trying grapes at the grocery, is that theft?
Well, if you buy the bushel of grapes.
Yes, then no.
Then
but
no.
If you don't buy them, then yeah.
But I do also realize a lot of times they weigh grapes and they discover the cost or they give you the cost based on its weight. So technically you would be taking like a half an ounce off of that scale. It's not going to affect the price all that much, if at all. So I think if you are, you know, testing a grape to buy it. But if you continue to test grapes, I remember.
You test half.
I was going to say, yeah. I remember my mom used to buy a box of like those vanilla crackers, the vanilla wafers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And she'd give them to me when I was young when she'd go shopping.
Just keep you occupied so she could finish your shopping.
And then she'd buy the empty box. Technically, that is stealing because I would have eaten them before purchasing them.
But she still paid for them.
But I'm saying technically, yes.
Well, if she had not paid for the box, then yes. Completely stolen.
Right, right. But I'm saying that's a technicality. She never intended not to, you know, to walk out of the store without paying for him.
Yeah.
She always intended, okay, this is a way to keep Ben, you know, occupied so he doesn't get his grubby little fingers all over everything, knock over stuff and you know, cause mayhem and bedlam in the aisles of the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. You should probably pay for the drink. Just get the meal deal.
Yeah.
That way you don't feel like you're paying for the drink. It's just included. Maybe that's the way to get around it for John's brain.
Yeah. So I will say, text that says, hey, I work security at Meijer and we stopped people for shoplifting for both instances for grazing at the grocery store.
See, they're watching. Mm-hmm. They're watching you. Mm-hmm. Be on high alert.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just say, I'm going to say as Ben, if Ben were the judge, I'm saying you're guilty, John. Sorry.
Okay, so we're telling him don't do that anymore.
Well, I'm telling him that. Kelly seems like she's still on the fence with it.
But. I'm just saying, if you don't want to feel like you're paying for the drink, get the meal deal.
Okay, there you go.
And it's included.
It's all right,
a bundle.
John, hopefully that helps you out. Now it's time for a little church confession time. What do you technically do that you know is wrong, but you do it anyway? Now, let's not go illegal with this.
That's right. Let's not get the police on the phone with us wanting to talk to you after the show.
Right,
it's not
right,
what we're
exactly.
looking to do.
I don't want to sit here and talk to, the Middletown police and go, look, I don't know. They were a caller on our phone. I mean, we've got
this
caller
is not
ID.
Not Crime Busters right
no,
here.
No, but who technically is doing something wrong, but you just can't stop.
Like making your taking some like office supplies home or something.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Shouldn't?
Maybe. Yeah. 502-795-1997. It's confession time. Get some of your stories on the way next. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and it is time to go to church.
It's confessional time.
Yeah. So John freely admitted that he takes lemonade when he asks for a water at the self-serve soda station.
He says it's working the system because they're on the same spout. Why would they put them on the same spout if they didn't want people to do that? Jessica says it's literally stealing. If I knew someone who had done that a time or two, I might let it go. But if I had a friend who did that all the time, it would definitely change my opinion of them. It's the rules don't apply to me mentality that bothers me.
Yep.
Because then what else would they apply that logic to?
Yep. I mean, technically, I will admit, I speed.
Oh.
I go over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Susie's right there with you. She's admitting that.
I do not follow the speed limit very closely, very often. If there are police within the sound of my voice, know that I'm trying to quit, and I have paid several, probably at this point, thousands of dollars to the county.
donated to the county to
repent, if you will.
And if you see a white Honda Accord, just look away.
Yeah, just look away. Just don't even worry about it. Worry about it. You know what? Both hands on the steering wheel.
He's going to get there safely. It's going to be fine.
Another listener, Kristen, she writes, Q-tips in her ears. Knows it's wrong.
I mean, why else do they make them, though?
Listen, if it's wrong, why does it feel so right?
It does feel so good.
I know, because you're not supposed to, like, push the wax, because it pushes the wax into your ear by doing that.
But turns out, when you put that in there, it's like, oh, I didn't know how itchy my ear was, but that feels really good.
I mean, it feels so good.
It's almost euphoric.
I was going to use another word. Begins with an O.
Okay. All right. I like my word better. My word is safer and it still means the same thing.
Does it though?
It does.
Ashley says, I take a few extra Kroger bags home at self-checkout. use them when I scoop the cat's litter box, LOL.
Oh, well, okay. But a lot of times that just happens on accident because they just stick together and, like, you don't even realize it till you get out to the... I was like, I didn't need that many bags, but they just stuck together.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Another, what do you technically do that you know is wrong, but you do it anyways? It's confessional. Another listener, laugh at serious situations. Oh. I do that all the time, too. It's like, I know I shouldn't be laughing at this funeral, but I am.
But I'm awkward, and I don't know what to do, and I'm just going to giggle about it.
Another, I love picking my nose.
Ew.
I really do. I look forward to it a few times a day.
Look forward to it? Oh, that's not the same category as the Q-tip.
You guys are getting a little too loose with us this morning.
It is a little personal, but
you're getting a little too loose.
I mean, we're going back to the fountain drinks at the restaurants. Andrew says, if I bought a fountain drink and then I kept the cup because free refills tomorrow.
You know,
and bring back the cup the next day.
Listen, I like that's. That's bad. Like, I know.
I feel like that's, there is an unwritten fine print maybe somewhere that says same visit refills. Now, I'll say this. There's like a gas station that has the big foam cups, and my mom has like a healthy collection of foam cups that she goes and gets. I guess they have the policy where they get the, you can have anytime free refills. Mm. And so she keeps a collection of foam cups for that when she's traveling on the road, all the things, because she likes the nugget ice there. At the gas station fountains, way better than anything else.
Another listener, I lock my kids out of the bedroom so I can.
Oh, well, you probably
you know what?
Should lock them out. No one needs to see that, especially the kids.
They gotta learn, Kelly.
Lasting effects that can lead scars.
They gotta learn.
Mental scars.
They gotta learn.
No.
Okay, just a couple more here. Things you technically do that you know is wrong. You do it anyway.
Oh, Brad, they make a dollar. That's why. So he says, I make time. I poop on company time. So he says,
yeah, right.
They're,
right. So they're paying,
me
to
for
the
my
restroom.
Time, and yep. I'm going to use some of that to take a poo.
All right. All right. Last one. I pee in the shower instead of the toilet. When I'm not taking a shower.
What? What? That is only legal when the water is on wash it down. What is happening?
You know what?
What is happening?
I would be a complete liar if I say that in my life I haven't done that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Isn't the toilet right there?
Yes.
It's right there.
Don't worry about it, Kelly.
It's right there.
Don't worry about it.
I understand. You're not multitasking in that case. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's called living life and having fun.
It's having fun? Peeing in the shower when it's not... oh, my God. What if somebody takes a shower right after you?
Well,
no,
then the water...
because I'm not stepping on a pee floor.
No, Kelly... Who gets in the shower and then turns the water on? Only complete psychos do that.
Oh.
You turn the water on first.
But what if you can't reach it? Like in our shower downstairs, you have to get in the shower because there's like a glass half wall and you can't move the door. You have to go in and turn it on. You kind of stand off to the side and make sure that it could shoot it towards the wall until it gets warm enough. But oh my gosh, no, I can't step on a pee floor.
Jennifer says, listen to the type of people Ben attracts. You know what? Hey, you're all welcome here. You're all welcome here. Everyone's welcome here. It's 99.7 DJX. I'm going to go ahead and close this confessional because it's just getting a little weird, all right?
It's getting dicey. Let's end it.